Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Free on this Tuesday night. I'm so glad you're with us. And boy, we just heard from Chris Kirshner from The Athletic talking about the Atlanta Hawks and things he'd like to see take place. He says a backup point guard is something the team may want to look at. They move on from Lou Williams. I know Lou has expressed a desire to possibly come back with the team next season. But like that's all a part of the offseason evaluations that's going to go, for a team that some people say is ahead of schedule. We're happy with it, but we want to see this team take the next step. What do you feel like this Hawks team needs to take the next step? Do you feel like they have the coach? You feel like you have some frontline players? What do you feel like this team needs? Got a strong nucleus of great young talent that could be available to some other teams that might be willing to deal another player to come in. And I know I want to see what this group could do. Me personally, I'm feeling a little possessive of them and protective of them because they all came under the draft, so much young talent, and you want to see what they can do together. But, at some point, just as Chris Kirshner said, some of these players are going to have to move on to other places. They're going to want cash. And in today's NBA, today's sports market, you just don't keep people together 9-10 years the way you did back in the day. That's just realistic. That's just part of professional sports at this time. So what do you feel like the team needs? We're going to open up the phone lines for you here, 404-741-0929 or the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929. You can send to me, hit me on Twitter, or as our friend Deshaun Tate likes to say, the Twitter, at Sam Crenshaw 23. What do you feel like? And I already got one I'm going to share with you in a minute. Boak, I'm going to let people know what you said that's coming up. So let us know what you let me know what you think. Remind you, the same that'll happen. We're keeping an eye on the Braves. They're playing in Pittsburgh in the third inning. There is no score with the Pirates. Braves fighting, just kicking, scrambling, trying to get to the 500 mark. Seems like the hardest thing in the world for this team to do, but they're trying to do it. And they're playing the Pirates tonight. We got the NBA Finals Game 1 that's coming up in just a little while. We'll be keeping an eye on that for you as well. Some other sports news of the day. Shikari Richardson has been left off the U.S. Olympic team. And you may be familiar with her story. She is a sprinter who was due to represent the United States in the 100-meter run and had tremendous story as she won the Olympic trials, failed a test for smoking marijuana. Basically, and she came forth, she came front and admitted it. Well, she did apologize to family members and friends and teammates and people who had supported her along the way. So she is, said those things. Still, the rule is the rule is the rule, and that's staying in effect. But we've been told that her suspension would expire before the 4x100 relay, so there would still be an opportunity for her to run that. But today, that has gone by the board as she has been left off that 4x100 relay team for Japan, Tokyo, Japan. So she will not be getting a chance to go and represent the United States. Something else. And also, we're going to get into some things next hour about that, some with Mike Hill, and also some about the Rachel Nichols thing with Maria Taylor. Today, Rachel Nichols pulled off her assignment of being the sideline reporter for the NBA Finals, which start tonight. ESPN made that decision just hours ago. So that's a backdrop. As the game gets set to start and the Bucks and the Suns get set to play, there's something else. Some other business that's out there that casts a little bit of a cloud, and maybe some people will tune in to say what's said and what's not said. But you watch out for those things as well as they come up tonight. Want to remind you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, we are, of course, your home for Atlanta United. Five Stripes back in action Thursday, July 8th, against Nashville. It'll be at Nashville. Pre-game is at 8 o'clock, kick at 8:30. And, man, they got to just work so hard. Mike Conte along with Jason Longshore will have all the coverage for us. Our Five Stripes try to rebound from a difficult time against Chicago. and just get this team, you know, turned around and going in the right direction. Still a lot of soccer to be played this season. We want to see them get things turned around. And they've shown us signs of being a strong, strong team possibility, a team that's fun to watch with a lot of great elements. We just want to get all those elements together at one time, see if we can do that and get them to go out and execute and get some victories. So that's what we're going to watch for. All right. Let me see. We got some calls. We got one. We got Sam in East Point. He wants to check in with us. Sam, I like that first name, man. Good evening. Welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, good evening, man. My name is Tim.
Oh, Tim. Okay. You told me it's him.
Yeah, it's all good. I just had a suspicion. It seems like to me that the Hawks' only problem was toughness in the paint. So I would say add a guy like Boogie Cousins. Try to get Kawhi, too, if you can, off that player option. But definitely try to add a guy like Boogie Cousins to bang with the Brook Lopez and the MBs and the, you know, the Giannis is in the playoffs because you need that toughness down low.
Okay, okay, okay. Tim, did you get – we still got Tim? You still there?
I'm here.
All right. Did you get a chance to go to the playoff games to catch the team?
Yes, I went to two. I went the first and the last one, actually.
What did you think of it?
The energy was crazy. I feel like in that first one, definitely it was super crazy against New York. In this last one, I just feel like the crowd was just waiting on the team to give them something to explode about. You know, that was mainly it from that game. We played good, though. We needed that toughness. Like, we couldn't punch back when we needed to. We kept getting it to 2 points, and then you'll look back up, and it's 10 points. I just feel like we needed that toughness. And, of course, Trey was hurt, but, you know, I feel like we're in a good position. We just need to add some toughness to the roster.
All right, Timmy. Thanks so much for checking in with us. Tim wants to see some toughness, wants to see some physicality, wants to see somebody down there hurting some folk. Boogie Cousins. We're watching to see. Boogie Cousins join the team. Let's see. We got John in Smyrna. I want to check in with us. John, good evening. Welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Great, great. Yeah, I'd really like to see Zion Williamson. He's a young guy. He'd be a great addition to the team, which is also young. I don't know, some way we could trade John Collins and get a contract with Zion Williams, or Kawhi Leonard would be also a great addition to the team for some of the toughness.
Zion or Kawhi would make your list. You think that'd be great for this team? John, you get a chance to go check the team out in the playoffs? You get a chance to go catch a game?
Oh, I wish I did, but I watched them all on TV, that's for sure.
What do you think about having basketball in June and July in Atlanta?
Oh, love it. Love it.
It was a fantastic time. John, thanks so much for checking in with us tonight.
Thank you. Have a great one.
All right. John said, hey, let's go for some. You know what? We're showing we're the place to be. And it's so different. It's so different because we know how things have been down through the years to get players who are in their prime to want to come and be a part of the NBA in Atlanta. We've got a lot of guys who have off-season homes here. You know, they come in and hang out. They have a condo here or something. They come in and socialize, obviously, and hang out. We drop a lot of money in some of our fine business establishments. I won't say what kind of business. But I mean, those guys love to come to Atlanta and hang out. Now you get some of those guys who want to come here and be a part of this team. And it starts at the top. We see what's happening with it. Get serious, committed ownership that really wants to see this team do well. The management and the way they put this team together. We have a coach that this locker room solidly believes in, and the team is now taking the interim label off of Nate McMillan. It's enough to make some of the top free agents and guys who are in situations where they could have a team for them want to come and be a part of what's happening in Atlanta. They see a guy like Trae Young, and they say, boy, this sure would be fun. Playing with this guy would be a dream. It would be a lot of fun to come and play with him. So we're going to see what that happens. Once again, phone lines are open, 404-741-0929. Text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929. Or you can text me on the Twitter at SamCrenshaw23. I got a couple. I know I got one that Boak hit me one with. And he says, are you afraid like me that John Collins becomes our new John Concat? Wow. As John Konkak mentioned, rears its ugly head, Jarvis.
I want to hear John Konkak now. Man,
how you want to bring that name up?
Bad memories back up, man. No, I don't want to do that now.
We're trying to expunge ourselves of those memories of those times. I'll give you another one that was a bit with Alan Henderson. Man, Alan Henderson got a big deal, and I think we saw every suit he had in his closet because he was hurt the whole time after he got that big money and sat the end of the bench and dressed very nice every night, every game. Nice, very nice suits, and he's a tall guy, so Alan couldn't shop on the rack. He had, somebody had to make those things for him. So we saw his whole wardrobe, man, because we never saw him in basketball uniform.
How about this? How about Speedy Claxton?
Speedy Claxton. Whoa.
He was on the billboard. Was he off the bill on the billboard by 75, 85 at some point, at one point by the Braves Stadium?
Wow. On the billboard.
Speedy Claxton, man.
Yeah, man. We've had some in this town. Jarvis, we have had some in this town through the years, man. Guys we thought were going to come in and do some great things and put the cash into them. And,
oh, man.
Yeah, oof. Yeah. Different day, bro. Different
day.
Yeah,
man. It's a new day, man. Trust the Schlenk, man. That's my motto. Trust the Schlenk.
How about that? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. New day for the NBA in this town. And a reason for us to get excited. So we went to people saying, I don't know if John Collins would be like Konkak. I mean, to me, we've seen some things from John. Maybe the contract will be the vote of confidence that gets him to know that, you know, he needs to be more consistent for this team. He wants to be here. Obviously, he loves playing in Atlanta. And the story he tells loves to tell is in this postseason on Zoom, the Zoom interviews, was about the man that got, I think, the gas station attendant at the place where he goes to get gas, who all of a sudden the guy realized who he was, that the team's been winning and everybody's he's so excited about it. How in the past the guy said, oh, yeah, hey, how you doing? And the team started winning. The guy realized that he was a player for the Hawks. John Collins, and that's, you know, that's the way this community has been with this basketball team, and not really paying a lot of attention to them, you know, in recent years, knowing that they were young and saying, okay, these guys have got to find their way. You know, they're going to struggle. You know, we saw Trey come in and struggle some his first season, and we saw the light bulb go on more in the second year. And, you know, it's just growth and maturity. Just growth and maturity. The guy who I was most pleased to see was Cam Reddish, man, and what he was able to do. Can a player get better by just rehabbing and not being there? If so, then he did it. Got time for another call here. We got Robert down in Riverdale. Robert, what's happening in the Dale, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, how you doing this evening?
I'm good. Yeah, man, I think it's okay to get John Collins some money, but not no max money, because, you know, it's self-evident he can't play without Trae Young. I mean, you know, he's really not a point forward as we done seen in the past, like the Scottie Pippens of the world. You know, and John, when Trae is out, John got to take over. He got to demand the ball and play with his back to the basket a lot, to draw fouls and do them type of things. And I just can't see him. It's just like a guard who can't create his own shot, you know, and come out the dribble, you know. So, but I think that when Trae go out the game, we still need that backup point guard that can keep us going forward. And maybe one more big man, a little more weight in the paint to help Clint. Thank you. I'll listen to what you have to say.
All right. That's Robert weighing in good with some great points now, because that's what people want to see from John Collins. And I heard it sitting around media constantly. He needs to play like he wants that max money. And, you know, just seeing it consistently. And you would see him go out and give an inspired effort one night. And not saying he wasn't trying every night, but just with those same results. You got to get a double-double from this guy, don't you? You have to get that every night. That's what you want to get from John Collins. But also what Robert said about the point guard and some girth in the paint, I'm all for that. Now let's see what they do now in the coming weeks or months. Let's see who rings Travis Schlink's phone, huh? And says, hey, I want in on Atlanta. I want to be in. I want to be a part of what you guys are doing down there. I think it's going to happen. All right, the business of sports. How is it picking up? How is it bouncing back from the pandemic? We're going to talk about that and more. We're coming up with David Rumsey, Sports Business Journal, when we continue on this Tuesday night. Sam Crenshaw in for John Chuckery here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw in for John Chuckery on this Tuesday night. So glad that you are with me, and we're hanging out till 11 o'clock. So we'll hang out. We're talking Hawks. Braves are down 1-0 right now. Pittsburgh's up 1-0 on them. They're playing in the top of the fourth inning up in the Steel City. See, Ian Anderson is still on the mound is pitching. We'll see what they can do to tie it up. We can't lose another one like this, can we? My goodness. I mean, this team is, you know, falling to Pittsburgh, and we're trying to get back to the 500 mark, just struggling to get there. We'll keep an eye on that as we go, and also keep an eye on things coming up with the start of NBA Finals Game 1, Bucks and Suns. But right now, we'll talk about just the state of sports coming out of the pandemic, what we've seen and what we look forward to. And we'd like to take this time and check in with a guy who does just that. David Rumsey from the Sports Business Journal joins us now on the waitfor.com hotline. David, how you doing?
Sam, I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. Great to hear from you. Great to check in with you. My goodness, I'm sure you're watching the match. What do you make of this? And when they had the first one several years ago with Phil and Tiger, did you think we were going to see a series of these the way it's played out?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, I certainly am watching. Impressed so far with the play. Obviously, we're tied up about halfway through, it looks like. So, going back to a couple years ago when Tiger and Phil played each other for that money match, I think it was $9 million on the line for a those two pro golfers who maybe don't necessarily need $9 million each. I knew that they probably wanted to turn it into something bigger than just a one-off event, but I don't know that I necessarily saw it going down the route of, celebrities bringing in other athletes. It certainly turned out to be something that's successful as this the fourth iteration now. But yeah, kind of surprising the direction it took, but certainly successful.
People are watching this one because obviously you got Tom Brady and there's a Aaron Rodgers sighting. Bryson DeChambeau's there. I'm sure if you're watching to see if Brooks Koepka is going to do a photo bomb or something at some point. So I don't know if we'll see that, but people may be watching for it. But talk about the fact that they get people to do this and that Rodgers is doing this at a time when a lot of people are saying, okay, he's at this, but when is he coming to training camp? The other thing people asking about him, he seems like he's having a good time and having some fun today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously for Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, we got training camp coming up, so maybe just the last little bit of downtime before they buckle down and get ready for the season. And obviously Tom did this last year and seemed to enjoy it. And, you know, he's really been able to kind of almost expand his brand a little bit and, you know, let loose maybe a little bit since leaving New England and the Patriots. But, you know, on Rodgers' side, it's kind of surprising that given all the drama, if you want to call that, around the Packers, that he would, subject himself to this. But definitely entertaining so far, and just the fact that they're able to bring, non-golfing personalities into this golf match, I think, has helped Turner and Capital One and all the organizers of this event, you know, spruce it up a little bit because, you know, golfers are, you know, they're the talented ones, but, you know, maybe don't have the craziest, you know, most entertaining personalities that you see from, you know, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Charles Barkley, Steph Curry, you know, those other athlete participants they've had.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with David Rumsey's with Sports Business Journal, Sports Business Daily. You can follow him on Twitter at underscore David Rumsey, at underscore David score Rumsey, and at SBJSBD, at SBJSBD. The NBA Finals going on tonight. I don't know how closely you watched it. Of course, down here in Atlanta, we've been really, really excited. I mean, thoughts about the repercussions, the things that could take place for a team that's new in the spotlight and a city that's new in the spotlight, like Atlanta. I mean, we're used to the NBA Finals featuring certain teams and certain people. What about Trae Young? What are you projecting for as he goes, as the country became more aware of him as well?
Yeah, I mean, what a run for the Hawks and Trae Young specifically, who, you know, led that team as they kind of made a surprise run into the Eastern Conference Finals and sure looked like they had a chance to make the NBA Finals. And I know Atlanta is a, you know, basketball-crazed city and had a little bit of success, you know, a couple years ago, but, you know, ran into the roadblock that is, you know, LeBron James and what he was. So, yes, certainly, I mean, what a bright future it looks like the Hawks have, and I know Atlanta is excited. And when you have a star like Trae Young, you know, not only is he, you know, helping the team exceed on the court, but off the court when it comes to ticket sales and jersey sales. And, you know, he gives a team that, you know, might not be in the national spotlight, you know, he gives them a reason to be talked about, you know, on the airwaves of all the major networks and the radio stations, you know, outside of Atlanta, right?
So that's what we're expecting. I'm expecting when this team goes on the road next season to see some number 11 Atlanta jerseys in the crowd. Heaven knows we've seen enough of the shows from other teams when they come to play here. So it'd be nice to see an Atlanta player getting that on the road in some other places around the league. Oh, let me ask you about this. 100% capacity, and it slowly happened. Talk about that a bit and the fact that, you know, we're having that, you know, for all of our sporting events now. Most all of them have been upgraded to 100%. I'm not sure what they're going to do, like for the U.S. Open in New York or what things will be by that time. But we've definitely done it for the NBA, for a soccer here, MLS. We're looking forward to the football season. All the college leagues have decided to be at 100% capacity. So different from a year ago. Talk about the importance of that for the business side of, you know, of our teams and our programs.
Yeah, clearly the, you know, major leagues and teams and colleges have decided that it's imperative to have as many fans in their buildings as possible. And, you know, last year when that wasn't possible and wasn't safe and wasn't allowed from, you know, state and government guidelines, they did the best they could, but it certainly it wasn't the same. You know, money still flows in from TV contracts and other sponsorships. And it's not just about the money as far as bringing fans in, but, you know, I think the players and coaches love having the fans there, and it really does elevate the product. And I think as, you know, we look back, you know, the teams just kind of followed whatever, you know, state guidelines they were in. They, you know, push the limits, you know, for the most part of, you know, what was allowed, and are still doing so, as not everybody is on the complete same playing field when it comes to crowd capacity right now. But certainly it's very important for those teams. And I think they really push the limits of wanting to get back as soon as possible and, you know, doing so safely, but, you know, really on an accelerated timeline.
David, you're there in Charlotte, and that's the home of NASCAR. They're here in Atlanta this week. Atlanta Motor Speedway will be at full capacity. NASCAR was recently named the Professional Sports League of the Year because of what they were able to do last year. Thoughts about that? They were able to do some things during this time of the pandemic that some other sports could not do, especially the iRacing, the online product that they were able to bring to television with the actual drivers participating. Thoughts about the growth that they saw even during a time when everybody else was kind of stuck in second gear, you might say.
Well, when it comes to NASCAR and, you know, what they did during the pandemic, I think, you know, what's highlighted about them is that they were the first major sports property back. I think it was in May of 2020 when, you know, the NBA and MLB and NHL were still didn't have a plan yet to figure out how they were going to get back. And certainly, you know, race cars and, you know, one person in one car is not necessarily the same as a contact sport or 10 guys on a field or a rink or a court or anything like that. So maybe they had a little bit of an advantage there. But I think what impressed, you know, what NASCAR did to impress last year was get back on the track as soon as they could and really kind of pave the way for other sports properties to see that, you know, this is possible to, you know, play your games without fans and, you know, really get back out there in a time when there's a lot of uncertainty with, you know, when and if sports were going to get back out on the field and courts and tracks.
And they were able to do that in a big way and attract some new sponsors in doing it. Folks, we'd spend some time on the waitfor.com hotline with David Rumsey from Sports Business Journal. He is social. Follow him on Twitter @_DavidRumsey. We have some of the things as college football gets set to get kicked off. Talk about expanding the playoff. And I said, you know what? Somebody's gotten to him with the right amount of cash. Are we going to go from 4 to 12 when they have the option to do that? You feel like that's pretty much going to happen? And what does that allow the college football to do?
Oh, yeah, I think that's pretty much set in stone at this point, you know, from all the reports and, you know, major sources. It really, really sounds like that's what's going to happen. And, you know, I think the only question now is the timeline, whether they let these current TV contracts finish out a couple more years or if they just decide to bump it up, you know, within one of the next few years and bring that 12-team playoff. But certainly it's about money. You know, an expanded playoff means, you know, more games with greater importance to put on the TV networks and, you know, have networks bid on them. And, you know, that's certainly a driving factor. But I think it'll really open up from a competitive standpoint. I think it'll be good for the game. It'll really make the college football season even more interesting down to until the last week. I know you could have some arguments that maybe it diminishes the regular season, but I think with those final playoff spots, you know how college football fans are. I mean, even if a team may not think they have a chance to maybe win the national championship, just getting into that playoff is going to be huge and really create drama going down to the final weeks of the season.
You mentioned making some games bigger than others, and then it talks about some of the bowl games. Does this hurt the relationship that, you know, with the bowl, if you're not one of those bowl games that's selected to do that? You know, does that hurt that at all, or just what?
Well, I think they'll certainly find a way to, you know, make some of those playoff games, you know, still be under a bowl game moniker and, you know, send the kids to, you know, new locations and new stadiums and give them the bowl gifts and appease the sponsors. And it'll probably change the landscape a little bit, but I think it's kind of a, you know, a time of just kind of merging, you know, the past and the present. Whereas, you know, we're certainly not in the BCS era anymore when there was everybody made a bowl game and one of those bowl games happened to decide the national champion. And we're getting more to a place where there's a playoff and there's going to be a bigger playoff now. And we'll see how the bowl games and those sponsors can fit into that process.
Hey, spread the wealth around. That'll make everybody nice and happy. David Rumsey, we thank you so much for spending some time with us on this Tuesday night. Always great catching up with you. And thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Sam. Hope you guys are doing great.
All right. Stay safe and well on your end. David Rumsey, once again, he's on Twitter. He's on social media. You can follow him on Twitter @_DavidRumsey. All right. Sports Business Journal and Sports Business Daily. Talking about things, the business side of sports, folks, because there is a business side to it. Big time. We talk about it a lot here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, HBCUs are coming off of a tremendous spring. How do they follow it up going into the season? There's some movement around of some teams that have been in one place, they're going to other places. Coaches, big name, and another big name has been added on the basketball side. That and more coming up when you continue with us. Sam Crenshaw on this Tuesday night in for John Chuckery here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. We're available all your smartphones and smart devices on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw and for John Chuckery on this Tuesday night. Glad you are with us and checking with us. We've been talking a lot of Hawks basketball as game one of the NBA Finals gets set to get started. And Jarvis has just found out that Giannis is going to give it a go tonight. Giannis is going to give it a go, going to go out and try to play with the Bucks, and we'll see how well he does because the final games of the series against the Hawks, we did not see Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's been listed from doubtful up there to questionable, and we understand now, just moments before the start of the game, that he will play. Also, we're going to check in with Mike Hill, top of the hour. I'm seeing that Maria Taylor is hosting proceedings in the pregames as she is the position that she started last year. Been much talk about that. We're going to talk about that some with Mike at the top of the hour. But right now, we're going to talk a little HBCU sports. And I know that's something near and dear to the heart of Jarvis, a loyal HBCU alum and student athlete there at the same time. And it has to warm his heart to see student athletes from HBCUs being able to take advantage of this new rule that allows players to make money on their likeness. We saw that at the stroke of midnight, some players at Jackson State, Deion Sanders, no surprise, at Deion Sanders School, signing a deal that will bring them, they were able to make some money off their likeness. About five players, I think, signed at one time there. There are some others at some other places, I think at Tennessee State. We got the son of Master P, who's up there with Eddie George, looking to do the same thing, really has a deal to do the same thing. So to me, it tells me that, you know, you can go wherever you want to go. It's the connections you make. Most of these young people would do it using their social media. And how many times have we heard people tell young people, watch what you do with your social media, watch what you put on there, watch who you're talking to, watch who people see you with. And now you see the difference. The ones who've been able to manage that social media, get an awful lot of followers, they're going to be attractive to different businesses, some large, some small, who say, you know what, I like what you've done. We want to be involved with a young student athlete. You look like you fit the bill. And it doesn't matter what position they play. They're part of a team, and it allows that company to say, hey, we have somebody that embodies what we believe in and can represent us well. Why not sign them on and give them opportunity to make some extra money? So that's one of the cool things that we see about those things. But we're talking some HBCU news. Jarvis, of course, last week a lot of things became official with some movement of some teams into different conferences with Florida A&M and Bethune-Cookman now officially members of the SWAC. I hope they know what they've gotten themselves into, because they're going to the SWAC right now at a time when the teams are programs are really strong. They're coming off a big spring where they got a lot of visibility from spring football. Spring football was really good for that conference. They got a number of games on. I think people got to see, first of all, the recruits who couldn't go visit the campuses yet. You know, the coaches couldn't come and visit them at the time this spring. They got a chance to watch and see some facilities that were really good, great facilities. Places like Alabama State and Arkansas Pine Bluff, they got great, great facilities at those places. And some things that some players may not have thought of. So there are a number of things that make them consider that as they make their decisions. Some as they head for the transfer portal to do some things. And boy, that's really taken a toll. That's a story all into itself, what the transfer portal is doing, plus the free year that players are getting who are already at colleges, and then graduate transfers, people who have graduated, they've played their 4 years, or they played the time and they've gotten their degrees from where they played, they still have a year of eligibility, and so they may go and play someplace else where they may get more playing time, or maybe getting to work on a master's degree, a postgraduate degree. It's great to see some players do that. And one of those guys at Jackson State is Antoine Owens, who played at Georgia Tech, got his Georgia Tech degree, decided he wanted to be a part of what Deion Sanders is shaping at Jackson State. And so he's there. And while he works on a postgraduate degree, he's also been able to sign up to make some money off his likeness. So those things are capable at HBCUs as well. But like you said, Florida A&M, Bethune-Cookman, new members of the SWAC. North Carolina A&T, who we've seen be a dominant team in the Celebration Bowl here in Atlanta, moving on to the Big South conference, and they'll be headed this way in October. They're now in the same conference with Kennesaw State, so I think they're coming to play a game here sometime like October 16th. I think North Carolina A&T will be at Fifth Third Stadium out of Kennesaw to take on the Owls, and two teams that will likely maybe be both nationally ranked about that time. We'll see how their schedules go, but that was one you want to mark on your scale, on your schedule and your calendar but for sure that are coming up. So just some things that are happening. Also a great spring for the HBCUs on the track, as the North Carolina A&T men's and women's track teams third and fourth place finished respectively nationally at the NCAA Division I track meet. So it was fantastic to see those things happening as well, and seeing that program get recognized, and they're ready to go right away and do some recruiting, and they can pull people in. Of course, they got a tremendous facility for track up in Greensboro, North Carolina, and they're sending a couple of their runners who have earned spots on the U.S. Olympic team as well. Not just winning running well at the nationals, but they went to the Olympic trials and were successful, and they'll be headed for Tokyo, Japan. So that's huge for HBCUs to have athletes of that caliber taking part in things there. Going into this Olympics, it'll be great to watch them and see how they perform. But we talk about HBCUs and the things that they've got. One thing that's mostly we talk about football and baseball. There is something basketball, though. And Jarvis, I heard you and Tanitra talk about Reggie Theus coming to Bethune-Cookman as athletic director and head basketball coach. And, you know, he's had time. He played here in Atlanta for a time, played with the Hawks for a while. Great NBA career. Has done some coaching since that time. And, you know, you wonder what he's going to do as athletic director and basketball coach. That's a lot to take on at one place. You know, we're curious to see. I mean, what are your thoughts on him coming in?
I mean, to be honest with you, I said this Saturday with the show, on the show, and it's just something that didn't quite sit right with me. I think that this is what I don't want to see from HBCUs, right? Because we talk about, you know, the name value and what Deion Sanders has done, and then the hiring of Eddie George. We'll see how that hire turns out. And I think we're going to have to get to a point where we're not just falling in love with names. I know names have some value. I know they brings credibility to universities. It brings the attention. There's no doubt in my mind that Deion Sanders has had put Jackson State in the mouths of people that would probably never, ever would have talked about Jackson State if he wasn't there. So I just think for me, given the history of Reggie Theus as a head coach, it hasn't been that great. And also, there's another coach who was there, who was the interim coach, is Coach Stewart. He had recruited a lot of the guys there, and he was starting to really build something. And then, boom, here they go. They hired Reggie Theus. And then you talk on one point that you thought that is a really good point is that he has the AD title as well. So he's not going to be solely focused on basketball. He can't focus solely on basketball at this point. So I think this is a very interesting hire. This is one to keep. I'm going to be keeping an eye on, because I just think it's too much, man. Like, when you're talking about pounding that recruiting trail and going out there and using your name as a, you know, a tool to try to get guys to come down there, like, I just think it's going to be a lot for him to be successful. And to me, if a candidate, regardless of name, has a lot on his plate already, being a head coach at a team, and then you add an athletic director on top of that, I don't think that equals success. And if you put all those things together before he's either coached the game, I don't think that's a good hire.
Gone are the days when your head football coach or your head basketball coach was automatically your athletic director. That's the administrative
side. It's just too much going on. It's just too much to do to handle, especially nowadays, Sam. You know that.
It is a lot. It is a lot. I will say this, though, Jarvis. Remember, he did play professionally in Orlando. He played with the Magic for a time. And so, I mean, I don't know. That was some years ago. You know what goodwill or what connections remain for him in that area of Florida. So we're curious to see. You know, maybe get some assistance that can manage things well, and he can go and, you know, knock the tree and shake some money out. That's kind of like what Eddie George is going to get to do. He's got Hugh Jackson and Jeff Fisher on his staff. You know, they can coach the team while he goes up in some high rises and gets some dollars. You know, so we'll see what happens. So both of those are curious hires, and we're going to watch to see what happens. All right, moving on to the top of the hour. Friend of the show we've had who joins us at nighttime, and we're going to get him to hang on for a little bit later than he normally does to talk with us. Mike Hill, Black News Channel, going to help us with some thoughts on some things that are happening on the camera, behind the camera, and in front of the camera as far as sports go. You stay with us as we head for the 9 o'clock hour. Sam Crenshaw in for John Chuckery on this Tuesday evening here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.